Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mary Kay won't be with us today. But Andy Baskin will be. He's right here.
I'm here, yeah. I'm here.
I will
too. Do you use an organizer on your phone?
Do what? Do I what?
Use an organizer on your phone?
No. I don't know what it is. So you mean like a calendar?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I use my head.
Oh, man. If it wasn't for that, I wouldn't even know what day it was. Just telling you. And between that and all the great sports ones, like what, Team Snap and give me the,
all that good stuff.
Yeah, you use that, don't you? Do you ever use those? Any of the league?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, man.
It's been a long time. I don't pay much attention.
Although then I always look at it. I'm like, I've got one in the phone. Why don't I just use that? Why do I have to subscribe to another one? I don't get it. I mean,
that's a fine question.
There's so many weird phone habits out there.
Let me ask you a question here.
Right, Dan?
Yesterday, it's announced by the Tennessee Titans that Will Levis is out for the season.
Yeah.
And I heard a couple of people say it. Jeff Thomas said it to us today. And they said maybe the Browns could, you know, if they're looking for another quarterback, maybe there's a quarterback to be traded. And
I think we talked about this yesterday, too.
We touched on it, yeah. But I'm taking it in a different direction.
Oh, good.
You're going to like that.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And then we've heard so many people say, you said it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to go into the season with four quarterbacks. I think you could. I think you might. But, for instance, the Will Levis thing pops up. Well, mm-hmm. Tennessee might need a quarterback, so trade one.
Yep.
Which one?
I don't need to tell you that until the season starts. You tell me.
Well, no, but if Tennessee wants a quarterback and they want one for training camp, you got to trade one now. Which one?
Well, if they want one right now, that means the price just went up. If they're smart, they would just kind of go through the first couple weeks of the preseason. And then they're going to end up getting one because one's going to get cut. The Browns, I would think, are primed to lose one of these four quarterbacks before the
season
starts.
Which one? See, that's my point
here. My point
is, how do you know which one? Because you picked up Pickett because you think he has some potential.
Mm-hmm.
To me, Flacco is absolutely nothing except your insurance policy safety valve.
At some point, though, Jeff, one of these two rookie quarterbacks is probably going to get traded. May not be this year, but it's next year. And if the price is right this year, Shador, it was fun. There's going to be a lot of really cool jerseys out there, but you could end up on another team as well as Gabriel. I mean,
so
again,
one.
And I'll give you your theory on this. That's a third-round pick. It's a fifth-round pick.
Yeah, like, but
what do you have to lose?
Let me quote Andrew Siciliano.
All these teams passed on
them. If you don't find out about your rookie quarterbacks, then what are you doing?
Well, maybe you do know and that you're willing to let one go, especially knowing that next year you've got two first-round picks. And if you don't think either one of these rookie quarterbacks is going to be equal to one of those three quarterbacks that even we talked about yesterday, then you let them go. Are they placeholders? Isn't that normally what happens when you draft a quarterback later in the draft? Hey, you may get lucky. They might be Tom Brady, or chances are they're not, and they're going to end up on another team as a backup somewhere else.
Who would you get rid of, folks? Because we've all heard the rumblings. Well, you can't keep them all. You got to get rid of one. You might as well get rid of one soon. I've heard that rumbling. I disagree with it completely.
I want to see what they look like before I get rid of them, because okay. I don't want to live in the regret theater all my life. But it is what it is. I mean, you know, sometimes guys get drafted by the teams and end up playing for others. And that's Dana, just part of the world.
Would you get rid of one of these guys, or would you want to see them all? I want to see them.
No, my goal this season for the Cleveland Browns, this season will be determined a success if we walk out of the end of the year and either go, that guy is the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, or the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns is in the 2026 draft. That's it.
I want to see
all of them.
I agree. But I don't know that you can actually play all four of them this year.
Sure you can.
I don't stop you. And give them a real look.
Yeah.
I mean, we've done it in the past out of necessity.
See?
But you might not have necessity this year.
If one of them gets rolling, then sweet.
Boys, one of these four quarterbacks is not going to be on the roster when the season starts. Unless one of them gets hurt, then all four will be. If one gets hurt, all four will be on there. They are going to find value in one of these quarterbacks to end up getting a draft pick for next season. It might be a later round draft pick. One of these four guys will not be here. If they're all healthy. Let me just leave it at that. And you know what, we've got Biden on the line for this. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for all three of you. I will personally make them for you.
Can I get just a little more peanut butter than jelly?
You got to have a little more peanut butter. You don't want too much jelly.
Biggest question, chunky or smooth?
Would you get chunky?
Ugh.
Chunky or smooth? Chunky.
Ugh. Merritt, I don't know if you're listening or not, but.
You have to stay smooth.
Did you just say you don't care about me?
No, that's what I do. No. I said I don't care about anyone's. I can't do peanut butter and jelly with a chunky. I can do it with a smooth. Chunky or smooth?
The peanut butter is not going to taste all that great on the steaks that you're going to buy us.
You have the eating habits of like an 11-year-old.
Tell me, Meredith, when you make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, is it chunky or smooth?
Depends on whatever's in the fridge, honestly. I don't really have a strong preference.
Oh, my God. You have both in front of you. You have the opportunity to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you choose chunky or smooth?
If I have both in front of me, maybe I'll use both just to make
then
you mad.
That is chunky.
That
is chunky by default.
Shouldn't keep peanut butter in the fridge.
Who put it in the fridge? I said they were in front of you.
MK did.
Oh, it's okay. If you put it in the fridge.
Wait, did I say fridge?
Deal.
I don't remember saying that.
You did.
You know what? Okay. There's nothing. I've been belittled at home because prior to marriage, I used to put peanut butter in the fridge. After marriage, I found out that is a faux pas.
So
don't worry about it, Meredith. I got your back on that one.
Are you? You want to see these guys on the practice field during training camp and in the three preseason games?
Yes.
Before you'd make the basket move and get rid of one of them?
Yes, one of them's going to be gone before. I'm telling you that there's no way they're taking four quarterbacks into the regular season.
I think there's a chance.
Book it.
I think there's a chance.
I can't wait to celebrate the day someone's going to be bummed. I'm not trying to.
You're going to celebrate some guy losing his job.
No,
nice job,
I'm going to celebrate one of these four
nice
guys
job,
having
Andy.
having an opportunity to be the number two or number three quarterback, not the number four quarterback here in Cleveland, or five, if you're looking for a return on it.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Investment on a swing and a miss. Swing!
Tom's in
and a miss.
Tom.
Hey, guys. Well, they got to see what they got in the two rookies, right?
Fair Do they?
I would think you have to. Yes, Tom.
You have to, right?
I don't know.
You can't trade one of those guys
and have him become a
stud.
Let's take the names away from him and say it's a third and a fifth round pick. And as Jeff will tell you, you know, every team passed on him at least, what, twice?
No, but I agree with Tom. At this point, you have to find out something about these guys because if you trade one and he becomes really good, oh my gosh, what a miss.
Maybe you just drafted one because you thought another team was going to take one of those two guys and you wanted to block them from taking him, and now all of a sudden you'll have the opportunity to trade him to a team that may have a quarterback who's hurt and they need a backup.
You got to give those guys a chance to play, and then Pickett, they got him first, right? So they signed him up first. So they obviously they like what they see in Pickett. So Pickett's going to be your starter. Those two rookies are going to be the backup. And sorry to say, but Joe Flacco will not make it out of training camp. He'll be traded to either Tennessee or somewhere else.
Well, there you go. You agree with me, then. Tom agrees.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom.
That to me is interesting because that means that one of those rookies has shown you enough that you think that guy could be your backup this year.
Is there any chance they drafted one of these quarterbacks to trade them? That would not surprise me at all.
I don't think so. They're the Browns.
They do things that no one expects them to do.
Yeah, but why would you? Who's going to give you anything for a quarterback who you drafted in the third or the fifth round?
You're a team that was high on Gabriel. You're a team that was high on Sanders. Although if you would have, you probably would have taken them. But you thought you had more issues.
All right. Would you?
And the other thing is, you may not have needed a starting quarterback right now.
How much would you scream then, my friend?
Yes.
If we've decided we're moving on from Dylan Gabriel, we can get a fourth round pick for him.
That I'm not doing. I just used a third round.
Thank you.
Pick.
All right. Then who's going to give you like a second round pick for him?
Somebody who could maybe lose one or two quarterbacks during camp due to injury, and now all of a sudden you need it. And now all of a sudden he becomes a second rounder. Or a third rounder, or something like that.
I don't know.
Why wouldn't you? If you thought Sanders was the best talent on the board in the fifth round, and maybe there was a team that was like, you know what, I can't believe we let the Browns get Sanders, and we all walked by, and maybe we should have taken him. And I ego gets in the way. There are plenty of reasons why this stuff happens, and I'm just telling you, common sense. And I know sometimes that doesn't persist in the Browns fans' mind when they're thinking about their NFL franchise does not always, you know, make sense. And I'm telling you, normal, logical NFL franchises aren't walking into the regular season with four active quarterbacks. That means you've got three guys sitting on the bench on Sunday, whether they're active or not, on game day, that cannot contribute to the team other than sending in fake signals.
You know, you've got all these extra defensive linemen. They might play a little bit. You got lots of extra offensive linemen. If quarterback's the most important position on a football team, why not have extras? We'll see.
Jeff, they can't do anything other than, like, you can take a guy who plays left tackle and let him play right tackle or play guard or center. That can happen. Maybe I need another guy to hold kicks. That's not going to happen. Why in the world would you want to have three guys on the bench that can't do anything? Nothing.
Because it's the most important position in sports, and you're not sure which one you
want. And the whole world does it with two, maybe three. We need four? Are we that bad?
Yeah, because you don't have one yet. We're gonna be digging into this all during training camp.
My head is bleeding over this.
Which is bad. It's getting on your penny that you're spending.
Thanks. Thanks for calling me out on that.
There are a couple of, I think, contradictory rumors or contradictory reports involving a certain guardian who is under team control for two more years. Let's get to the bottom of it next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.